The play-by-play man, Stuart Lights Out Horn.
Thank you very much, P-Op. Oh, what an exciting night. What an exciting night for the Penguin women. They're getting packed past the undefeated Lady Sea Warriors from Hawaii Pacific. Hawaii Pacific ladies, number 10 in the nation, and the Penguins just took them deep. Oh, that is something else. Unbelievable. Good stuff for the DU women. We are ready now to get the men's game underway. Stuart Horn, Hunter Hornstein, your DU broadcasters for tonight's game two. And we have the overhead announcements going now. NC2A basketball Penguin style on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide as usual. We are ready for the national anthem, fans. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, fans, here we go. HPU in the house. Penguins in the house. Tons and tons and tons of fans are in the house. Oh, I wonder if there's any way in the world the Penguin men's game can be half as exciting as the women's game was. For the visiting Sea Warriors from Hawaii Pacific University, currently 4-3 in conference. Their head coach is Darren Vonderbrug. He's assisted by Corey Smith, Sky Wilson. He'll be sending out number 11, LeBrent Chappelle, a 5'10" junior out of Fresno. Number 24 is Kyle Allen, a 6'5" sophomore out of Sacramento. Number 25 is Royale Edwards, a 6'6" senior out of Sacramento. Number 31 is Jason Jackson, a 6'8" junior out of Houston, Texas. And number 34 is Adrian Den Dulk, a 230-pound, 6'9" junior out of Ripon, California. For the Penguins, 1-6 in conference. And that win came just two nights ago against University of Hawaii at Hilo. Head coach is Brett Tavani. He's assisted by Lee Cretian, Jesse Haskins, and Scott Springhorn. He'll be sending out. Number 30, Xavier Muldrow, a 5'9" junior out of Riverside. Number 31, Mark Lewis, a 6-foot junior out of Canyon Country. Number 32 is Xander McNally, a 6-foot-2 junior out of San Francisco. Number 43 is Connor Haysbert, a 6-foot-8 freshman out of Sacramento. And number 44, the big man, Killian Larson, the 6-foot-10 sophomore out of Puyallup, Washington. Penguins are out on the floor. And the Sea Warriors are making their way out there now. We are calling this game worldwide from the Conlin Center, radio.dominican.edu. Piab, I don't know if there's any way this game could be half as exciting as the women's game, but if it is, it's going to be a great one.
Well, Stu, first of all, it has a chance to become great because after falling down from 21 against Academy of Art, Hawaii Pacific Union came back to win it with a few seconds left in the game and ready for tip-off and ready to start it off for the radio.dominican.edu squad is your play-by-play man and not to mention the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Thank you very much, P-Op. Adrian Den Dulk in the middle for the Sea Warriors, for the Penguins. It'll be Connor Haysbert. Haysbert with some big hops. Penguins attacking the southern hoop at the Conlin Center. Here we go, fans. In the middle, jump ball. It's alive. Into the backcourt. And attacking the northern hoop will be the Sea Warriors. Bringing it up is LeBrent Chappelle, the 5'10 junior out of Fresno. They work it outside, and it's immediately stolen away by Xander McNally, but ends up in the grandstands.
Now, Stu, don't laugh when you hear Chappelle. He's not a comedian like Dave Chappelle. This guy means serious work, and he could shoot the mid-range J for a point guard.
A different Chappelle, you're saying?
Much different.
All right, 22 seconds on the shot clock. 19:47 to go after Xander McNally knocked it out of bounds. Kyle Allen's got it. Allen, a big dude. Flip out to the right side. Gets it over to Den Dulk. No, that's Jason Jackson. Jackson on the right side works it down low and then knocked out of bounds by one of the Penguins. Jackson brings it into Den Dulk. Now Mark Lewis steals it away on the pass. Flips it across to Xander McNally off the glass. Easy layup. 2-0 Penguins, 30 seconds into it.
That's just a great start for the Penguins. Tempo means everything. They push the pace right there.
Chappelle brings it up across the timeline. Hard bounce pass over to the right side to Jackson. Check it to Allen. Now they get it into the corner. Down low, stolen by Xavier Muldrow. 19-10, the Penguins are up by two. Lewis stole it last time. Muldrow steals it this time. The guards doing all the defensive stealing right now. Very crafty, both of those young men. Here's Lewis with a soft jumper as he fades into the paint. Yes, four Lewis, zip, Hunter.
Lewis doing it all right now. Nice job by the Penguins coming out firing early on in this one.
Penguins have stolen it twice. Penguins have scored off the steal twice. And to answer, Royale Edwards, a 6'6" senior out of Sacramento, cans a long three ball. That was professional grade. McNally's got it. He's in trouble. Back to the timeline to Xavier Muldrow. Now here's Killian thinking three. HPU playing some very fast, hard defense. Down low, Haysbert has it swiped away. Haysbert gets it back, and he softs it in there. 6-3 Penguins.
Now, Stu, you mentioned Killian Larson thinking of a three. If he includes that to his game, then he's a serious player in Division II basketball.
Down low now to Kyle Allen. Allen throws it to the end line, intended for Adrian Den Dulk, and it ends up going through the fingertips of Adrian Den Dulk. And it ends up in the hands of the Penguin cheerleader. 6-3 Penguins inside of 18 minutes of the clock. Rolls McNally across the middle. Over to Lewis. Lewis has already got a steal and a bucket. Penguins up 6-3. Xavier Muldrow's got it. Over to Lewis. Lewis drives the paint. Right side. Ooh. Gets it to Killian. Softly. Larson. 6'10". Number 44. Larson knocks it home from close range. 8-3. 17 and a half to go. Penguins now on defense. Jason Jackson's got it. Stolen away by McNally, but it goes out of bounds. Penguins. Piavia very excited. I am too. 19-20 to go. Check it. 17-20 to go. Here's another long three ball. I mean, that was from a mile and a half away, Piavia, by Royale Edwards.
Now, well, Royale Edwards knows how to shoot that NBA J. He came from Division I basketball, and he came back with a big rally in that 21-point deficit against San Francisco Academy of Art University.
Royale Edwards, with a huge wingspan, stuck his arms up there and swatted the ball, or tried to get the ball, away from McNally. And now a loose ball. Xavier gets tied up. Little old Xavier Muldrow is standing in there against a 6'5" Kyle Allen, but Allen's got it by 60 pounds. More. 16:53 to go, fans. Penguins with a foul, and that was called against Xavier. Man, there's some big-time defense going on tonight, fans. 16:50. Big time. HP is the biggest team we've seen in the Conlin Center. Oh, brother. Was that an air ball? Boy, that was close to an air ball. It was such a deep three-ball attempt by Kyle Allen from the left wing. It wasn't even close. Penguins get it after it ends up in the bench.
Looking at Tavani here on the sidelines, he's yelling to his players, motion, motion, motion. Likes to keep tempo going, likes to keep them very methodic, very, just very, very, don't let them stop. Don't break any momentum.
16 and a half to go. Xavier walks with it. Turnover. White Pacific's going to get the ball back. Royale Edwards will bring it in from the sidelines. I like that name, Royale Edwards. That's kind of a nice name. It's very, majestic. Okay, Penguins now on defense. Hawaii Pacific's got it after I'm talking about how much I like Royale Edwards' name. I'll tell you one name I really like, and that's Killian Larson. And Larson's playing some massive defense. Oh, no. Right over the top of McNally. And the bucket goes down by HPU, coming up on 16 minutes, fans. The Penguins by three. McNally goes behind the back. Now an off-balance, nice pass. I like that. Kind of a crow hop pass into the corner to Haysbert. 360 spinner, too far right, air ball put back up by Haysbert. 10-5 Penguins, great play there by Haysbert to be in good position, Hunter.
Haysbert, only a freshman, already showing that he's a great, great guy to have in the paint. His big body, his presence complements Larson very nicely.
Good call. Haysbert is a big dude. Oh, brother. That was an athletic spinning move by Jason Jackson. Came in from the right side, attacking the hoop. 360 spinner. Can't get it to fall off the glass. He missed it too far left. The Dews come down with a 10-5 Penguins inside of 15 and a half fans. First half action. Penguin women already won a tremendous barn burner tonight. Now the alley-oop to Gillian Larson. Larson with great patience knocks it down. 12-5. Here's Hunter.
Unbelievable job by Gillian Larson. We can't say much about him anymore about him. It seems like it seems like every single chance he gets, he's under the basket, ready to grab a loose ball, slam it in there. He's doing everything.
Well, not to mention that Killian Larson did have a career high on Thursday night, and he's matched up perfectly against Jason Jackson, who led the break against Academy of Art University. So we'll see after we take a quick commercial break here on radio.dominican.edu.
I am
a Dominican University athlete.
Dominican University of California proudly competes in the NCAA 2 division.
There's Ziegler, header, and it's in, goal, Penguins!
And the student athletes of Dominican University hold some of the highest GPAs on campus.
Just over the head, and it's in, Bratsburg.
Well, just over the head, it's not in. Stuart Hone is ready to come in.
All right, thank you very much, fans. Here we go. Jelani White, the 5'11 sophomore out of Los Angeles, has come in for HPU. And it looks like Cameron Steinhoff, a 6'4" sophomore out of Pearl City, Hawaii, also came in. Steinhoff steals it away. Mark Lewis, left side. Steinhoff tries to get the hand up, but Lewis, with great patience, left-handed layup. 14-5. Penguins are not missing anything right now, early in this game. The Penguins have made everything. Have they missed? For those of you watching, and if you'd like to watch, you can do it by tuning in to DominicanAthletics.com/live video. Immediate timeout. Fans, for those of you watching worldwide, welcoming you, aloha and mahalo. HPU in the house, Hawaii Pacific. Stuart Horn, Piob, and Hunter Hornstein, your DU broadcasters for tonight. The Penguins are on fire, Piob.
Well, first of all, the Penguins are pushing the brake. I interviewed Coach Tovani a couple weeks ago, and he said tempo means everything to this team. And what he wanted to do was slow it down because the perimeter shooting's been off. But he decided to change positions on that and push the paint, and so far it's been working out with Xavier McNally back in business running the point. He's been doing well, ready to play.
14 points already right now, and I'll tell you what, 79 points last game, a season high for the team. That's going to be key. As long as they keep on scoring and get more points than the other team, you're going to win.
Yeah, you're going to win, and it all matters with how much pressure the Penguins can put on Hawaii Pacific Union. So the play-by-play man's ready. He fixed the technical difficulties, and he's fixing my stutter step. Here comes Stuart Lights Out Horn.
All right, thank you very much, Piob. I don't know if we're going to go with the lights out thing. We might have to put that one to a vote, although it's not bad. 14-26. I've never really had a nickname. 14-5. The Penguins on top. 14-26 to go in the first half, fans. Penguins playing some great ball so far. Three ball on the way. Keenan Prince, no short. McNally with a rebound. HPU not making a lot so far. HPU 4-3 in conference. Penguins have their one win in conference. They got off the schneid after 16 consecutive losses two nights ago. Can they do it again? Can they put together a string? We'll find out. 14:02 to go. Penguins on offense. DU's have it. Now Ian Collins is coming to the game. Left side, Collins very short. Oh, no. That was the worst shot I've ever seen Collins make. He's one of the best shooters in the league. Collins went up softly on the left side and just tanked it from the top of the key. Jason Jackson's got it. He kicks it over to Kyle Allen, the big dude. Allen gets it over to Jelani White, a 5'11 sophomore out of L.A. Now they go back down low. Allen's got it outside. They get three ball Jackson. No deep. Hawaii Pacific with the rebound. The rebound was by Keenan Prince, finally out of bounds. It goes through the fingers of Cameron Steinhoff. Steinhoff gets yanked along with Allen. And a couple HPUs came into place, as you might imagine. Keenan Price is in there, along with Jelani White. Nick Frazier, the 6'2" junior out of SACTO. He's in there now for HPU. And driving over is McNally. No look by Killian. Killian goes up with an air ball. Now he puts it back up and swatted away. Killian had it rejected twice in one play. That's a lot. 14-5, 13:09 to go. Clock rolls. Hawaii Pacific. Loose ball right in front of the Penguin bench. Loose ball. Xavier comes down with it. Now Ian's got it. Ian, 2-on-1, stolen away, diving for it. Oh, man. Keenan Price dove for it and got it back. That was some great defense by Keenan Price. Over to the right side now with a stutter step. Adrian Den Dulk does not shoot it. Now they slow it down. Prince, top of the key. Over to White. If he wasn't formerly known as Prince, he's still known as Prince. Oh, up with it. And the Penguins had it. Loose ball. Everybody dives on it. Timeout. Penguins want the timeout. Oh, no, they don't get it. It's a jump ball. And who does it go to, Hunter?
I mean, the ball, on that play, I think the Penguins were looking for the timeout in order to keep possession of the ball. But when you have so many bodies flying around, it's really tough for the referees to make a call there. And usually it's probably not the one that we all want them to make, but what they say goes. They had a lot of issues with controversial calls in the women's game. I think we both agree that a lot of those calls could have gone both ways.
McNally brings it up. A little help from Haysbert. Oh, no, he high dribbles. Now he goes behind the back. Somehow he holds on to it to Xavier. 12-18. Boy, I was nervous on that. Xavier gets wrapped up. Wait a minute. That is a charging foul from outside of the key. He was above the free throw line, Piab, and he was called with an offensive charge.
Well, he wasn't called for a charge, too. He pushed off with his offhand, and that's what caused the foul.
12:08. Either way, Xavier Muldrow gets his second. Muldrow with a nice start tonight. Has already racked up two. Jason Jackson. Now they get it outside. White on the way, three ball. Limp wrist, no. Out of bounds. Off of Jackson. Penguin ball. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. Big shout out to Tyler Burst working the camera tonight. For those of you viewing around the world, welcoming you in from everywhere there is to watch from a computer, including Hawaii. And speaking of Hawaii, Hawaii Pacific is in the house. Hunter Hornstein, 14-5. Penguins looking pretty good so far.
Yeah, I think so. They got off to a really, really fast start, and it looks like their defense is holding up. Anchored by Killian Larson inside the paint, just a very big man. And him and Connor Haysbert, the talented freshman, those two, a combined duo, combined a great, great twin tower.
Well, first of all, they haven't been dominating on the paint as I imagine, as how Killian Larson did have a career high on Thursday night. Connor starting off strong on Saturday. I guess Saturday is his day. But the reason the Penguins are in this game is because of the way they accomplished a fast break. So I'll pass it off to my man, Stuart Horn, for play-by-play.
All right, thank you very much, Piab. 11:52 to go, fans. 14-5 worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University, where our head coach is Melba Beal, Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayabyab, Hunter Horenstein, your DU broadcasters for tonight. Miles Carrillo has come in, and he brings it up. Carrillo playing the point, brings it across the insignia, and they play him very tough, as you can imagine, his first minutes tonight. 11:40 in the first half. Carrillo's got it on the right wing. Bounces the right hand on the top of the head. Picks up the screen from Haysbert. No-look pass over to McNally. Off the glass, no. Oh, brother, they're going to give it to HPU, and they do. McNally missed it very short. McNally had a good look there, but just a ton of traffic. Scoring drought by both squads. 11.5 to go. Penguins by 9. That's kind of unbelievable. McNally reaches in against the hard-charging LeBrent Chappelle. 11:23 to go. Nick Frazier will bring it in from right in front of the broadcasting area. Frazier out of Sacramento, a 6'2" junior. And he throws it in to LeBrent Chappelle. Penguin fans don't like that call, and they're really letting the referees have it from right behind the broadcasting area. Frazier's got it, left side with a soft jumper. Frazier on the way, no. Loose ball. One of the HPUs came up with it. Miles Carrillo comes up with it. Now across the timeline on the left side, he's going to slow things down. He looks around, gets his bearing. Haysbert brings it back up. Check it, that was Collins. Now Haysbert. Now Leon Hart's got it. Now he gets it off to McNally, right side, back over to Carrillo. Penguins throwing around. Carrillo finally drives the lane. Kick out, no look. Thinking about it. Ian's got it with 9. Ian 7. Ian stutter steps. Outside 3-ball. Carrillo 3-ball. Oh, deep. Everybody comes down with it. 2 Penguins on Leon Hart. No, Leon Hart against 2 HPUs. And off ball, they're going to call it on Haysbert.
Haysbert went over the back there, and fans are saying that he got shoved, but I saw Connor Haysbert, a little inexperienced, went over the back right there on a HPU.
10.5 to go, fans. Penguins by 9. I can't remember how far back we had to go for either team to score. It's been like 3 minutes. Neither team has gotten a bucket. That just means a lot of good defense by both sides. Mike Wells gets ready to come into the game. HPU now on offense. Loose ball. Great rebound work there by Leon Hart. Hart's hands were way above the rim after that ball came off. And 3-ball by Carrillo. Missed it right again. Hart down with it. Somehow Ian Collins comes up with it. Hart jumper. Right wing. Yes! Leon Hart gets one to fall. Hart breaks the drought. 16-5. Jumper by Kyle Allen. Haysbert with a massive rejection, gets it in the lip, but Haysbert's okay. And now Ian Collins breaks through the pack, left side off the glass, way too much. And Collins hits the deck hard.
Yeah, he went for that basket really, really fast up there, tried to drive his way into it, just used sheer force, and he went down pretty hard.
He'll go to the line. Cameron Steinhoff gets ready to come into the game along with Mike Wells and Killian Larson and Mark Lewis. 9:37 to go. Ian Collins on the line. Back spinning. Oh, brother. He banked it in. That's how we do it on the radio squad, but usually you don't see those guys do it like that, where you actually throw it up there too deep and it falls anyway. 17-5, Diesel take it. Mike Wells in there, the communications major, the senior. Mike Wells, Mr. Penguin himself, in the backcourt along with Carrillo. And the second one goes in, nothing but swish. And Lewis is in place of Collins. 9.5 to go, 18-5. Penguins on defense now. Penguins defending the northern hoop. HPU's been stuck on 5 for a long time, like 4 minutes. Penguins have been taking advantage of that. Here's a soft jumper from the right corner for 3. Down with an HPU, put back up off the glass. No, Killian gets wrapped up. It's gonna be out of bounds. Off of Royale Edwards, the 6'6 senior. 9:14 to go. The Penguins, 18-5. The Penguins have 1 win in conference, and that came 2 nights ago against Hilo. The Penguins are working on a streak. 2 in a row would be gigantic. Killian goes up the right side, just flailed it up there after the pass by Mike Wells down low. Wells will go to the line after he's shoved by Chappelle. LeBrent Chappelle is a 5'10 junior out of Fresno. Timeout's been called by the Sea Warriors. 9 minutes to go. 18-5. Radio.dominican.edu.
This is a Biggie Fincoma production. And DU Radio is the good life.
Like we always do with this time. I go for mine. I get the shine. Now throw your hands up.
Evacuate the building, please, everybody. We have something going on.
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. You are now locked on the Penguin Radio, home of the freshest DJs in the Bay Area.
9 minutes to go, fans, 18-5. Penguins on top. with the play-by-play, the freshman broadcasting sensation worldwide, Hunter Horenstein.
Student president Mark Lewis with the ball. He's going to give it out to Connor Hinsberg, who throws it up for an easy two, and it's an air ball just shy of the net. Going to call it, though, and call a foul on Cameron Steinhall, number 12. Steinhoff, excuse me. That'll send Connor to the line. He's going to get a couple there. Puts his right foot down. Tests the ground, make sure it's still hardwood. Throws it up for the first one and makes it. 19-5, 8:57 to go in the first, fans, as your Penguins are leading. Dribbles once, twice, and throws it up for the second one, and he's 2 for 2. Connor makes two, and Savani thanks him by letting him sit the bench, and Leon Hart comes on in, number 45. Hawaii Pacific with the ball now, and they're shooting it around. Over on the far right side, far left side, excuse me, Royale Edwards over to Chappelle. Chappelle over to Steinhoff. Steinhoff across the middle to Frazier, who sends it right back to Steinhoff. Steinhoff still looking for a man over to Royale. Royale for three, no good. Miles Carrillo will get the rebound. Carrillo on the right side, now driving towards the middle. Still holding on to the ball. Over to Mark Lewis in the corner. In the corner, Lewis over to Leon Hart. Leon Hart inside to the big man, Killian Larson, who shoots it up and makes it. The big man from the 44. Killian Larson, 22-5, 8:16 left to go.
Well, Killian just did a little step back. That's hard, Hunter. A big man shooting a fadeaway. That's how complete player Killian Larson is.
Drive for the ball inside, and it looks like Steinhoff tried to slam it in there. Gave it to Royale Edwards. Edwards under the basket gets it in. 22-7, 7:54. Carrillo to Wells. Michael Wells, the senior comm major. Hands it over to his buddy Mark Lewis. Lewis to the big man. Killian Larson inside. Inside over to the right corner. There's Leon Hart for off the front iron. No good. Hawaii Pacific now on the offensive. Royale over to Frazier backs up about a yard from the insignia in the middle of the court. Now back over to Chappelle, who drives right side and got shoved. And Leon Hart called for the foul. Media timeout now. And Piop, I want to say that, you know, radio.dominican.edu, Hunter Ornstein alongside DJ Piop, welcoming you to the broadcast wherever you may be tuned into. Piop, obviously, DU off to a better start than the women's. We saw the women pull off the upset. The men now off to a pretty good start, playing really good defense. What's been the key of stopping Hawaii from really mounting any sort of a long, sustaining scoring run?
Well, definitely defense. Penguins are playing a different type of game. A lot of plays on defense with a lot of tip balls. The only problem is with the Penguins right now is that too many fouls. Leon Hart's committed two, and Xander Muldrow committed two fouls earlier in the half. So we're going to wonder if the Penguins could stop committing fouls and more tip balls to start off the fast break.
We certainly hope so, because right now 22-7 with 7:23 left to go. You're not really complaining about that. The only thing is you can't make simple mistakes. You can't make opportunities for Hawaii Pacific to come on in.
All right, fans, don't forget Alumni Night at the Igloo, Saturday, February 5th. Women at 5:30, men at 7:30 when the Penguins take on the Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore. Now that night, it'll be Alumni Night, and they're going to recognize every player that ever played for DU, coached, managed, or cheered on a Dominican team. We want to make sure we recognize everybody. Back with the play-by-players, Hunter Horenstein.
Frazier, long pass over to number 5, White. Over to Royale. Royale thought about it, but gives it back up to White. White drove towards the basket, then turned around, gave it to Frazier. Frazier, Wells all over him. Over to the right side. Allen, in and out, no good. Killian Larson, the big man, over to Miles Carrillo. Carrillo, the freshman, 6'6", 6'6", 6 foot, I should say. Over to Wells. Hung all over by Royale, right now overdue. Leon Hart to the big man, Killian Larson. Killian Larson still looking for a man. Now he thinks about driving towards the basket. He will, shoots it up just a little too much as it goes completely over the net. Nice steal there by steal by Michael Wells, who was this close to getting that ball back into his hands there, Piab, and took a couple steps and went into the stands there, into his own bench. They're going to give the ball to Hawaii Pacific. White to Frazier. Frazier inside to can't really. Now, who was that, Piab? I had a ref right in front of me, and unfortunately wasn't able to see it. Looks like number 31, Jackson. Leon Hart's going to get called with the foul, and that's going to send Jackson, who just made it, to the line. 22-7, 6:27. Here in the first at the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California in San Rafael. Jason Jackson, the junior, makes the first one.
Prince returns for the Sea Warriors. Hinsburg and Collins for the Penguins.
Ian Collins and Connor Haysbert will replace Killian Larson and Michael Wells. Tavani bringing in that subs right after the first basket was made by Jason Jackson. Jackson sends off the second one, and nothing but net. That one goes in.
By the way, fans, James McKinnon is sitting out tonight. In the last game against Hilo, McKinnon sprained his ankle pretty severely. He's just going to sit this one out.
McNally to Haysbert. Haysbert looking for a man. Tries to give it off to Leon Hart. He was the intended man, and ball stolen away by Hawaii. Leon Hart, though, he was intended, and he did get called for a foul, so it's going to be Hawaii's ball.
Now, Hunter, you have to realize that Leon Hart is in trouble already. First half, three fouls. If he has two more, he's fouled out of this game.
Obviously, you don't want to see that happen, especially when it's so early in the game. That starts to raise some eyebrows, maybe a little alarming. Conlin Center gets progressively louder as Kyle Allen blows his opportunity for a free shot. Driving towards the basket is number 32, Xander McNally. And McNally, unfortunately, does not make it. He had a wide open lane there. And there's really no excuse to miss something like that. Now he kind of gets to redeem himself as McNally gives over to Mark Lewis. Mark Lewis over to the big man, intercepted by Hawaii.
I think it was one of those shots that was just too easy for McNally. And he couldn't make it. It was just too simple.
McNally, an unbelievable athlete. Sometimes you let those get away from you. You hate to see it happen. It happened right there.
Well, McNally just took a foul right there. He tried to plant his feet, tried to get the charge, but it didn't work that way.
22-9, 5:42 left to go in the first one. Timeout to the DUs, and we're going to take a quick break when we come back. 22-9, 5:42 on the radio home of DU Athletics, radio.dominican.edu.
Throughout the 2011 season, soccer director Jonathan Delano was excited about the upcoming spring season and also looking forward to the maturing of returning players in the 2011 season.
Groundbreaking on the Field of Dreams is hoped to start the spring 2011 semester and be completed midway through the fall 2011 season. Come cheer your Penguins to victory at the new stadium in Thor's Meadows.
Go Penguins!
Now we hear the word, we hear the noise of vuvuzelas. There's a bunch of them here in the Conlin Center, and there's only one, Hunter Hornstein.
Hey, you be up back here live at the Conlin Center, where earlier the women upset number 10, Hawaii Pacific, and the men right now leading 22-9, 5:42. Keenan Price with the free throw, he makes it. Leon Hart will take it out and give it over to McNally. McNally finds Mark Lewis. Mark Lewis back to Leon Hart. Leon Hart across the middle to Connor Haysbert. Haysbert looking for a man. Sees McNally racing in, intercepted by Steinhoff. Steinhoff, now McNally got the opportunity. Easy layup, and he got it.
McNally just did a little simple finger roll right there, Hunter. He just soared into the lane and laid it up and in.
McNally with the steal and the score. 24-9, 5:07 left to go. Hawaii Pacific back on the offensive. Royale. Royale over to Price. Back to Royale. Royale for three. Bang. Gets it. 24-12, 4:56 left to go. The Penguins still in control here at the Conlin Center as McNally taps his head and walks the ball out across the insignia, across midcourt.
26-footer. That was a Royale with cheese.
McNally over to Leon Hart. Leon Hart knocks a man down and gets it in. He's going to get called on that, unfortunately. Shakes his head in disappointment.
500 people saw that at the same time.
24-12, 4:40.
I like that hard play, you know, that really really aggressive style that Hart can throw on you. But when you lower the shoulder and knock the defender 12 feet backward, you know he's pushing off a little bit.
Yeah, Hart's a big man. He really can knock those guys quite far. No surprise that was called.
Hunter Hart's, he has those big, broad shoulders. He looked like a linebacker out there, like James Harrison of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Nick Frazier for three, just outside. His fourth foul, Leon Hart. And, Piab, you mentioned earlier that, you know, that's not too good. And as a result, getting yanked, taking a seat. McNally across the insignia right here in the middle of the Conlin Center, driving towards the basket, looks for a man, finds Killian. Killian for two.
Ah!
Just a little too much there.
Tavani might need Hart coming down the stretch. Hopefully he won't, but he might need him. And with only one foul to go, I doubt we'll see Hart for quite some time.
Absolutely. Chappelle over to Frazier. Frazier driving towards the basket. No good. As Mark Lewis, the ASDU president, number 31, gives it over to McNally. McNally shouting out directions and plays. Connor Haysbert. Haysbert over to Larson. Larson to the left. Inside to Haysbert. Haysbert tries to go up and in and gets fouled. Doesn't make it, though. Sea Warriors get called with the foul. And we're going to have a media timeout here. Hunter Horstein alongside DJ Piab and Stuart Horn here at radio.dominican.edu. 24-12, folks. The Penguins leading in Piab right now. The biggest question is Leon Hart, the foul trouble, four already, got yanked, and as Stuart mentioned, he probably won't be back for quite some time.
Well, Hunter, I'm worried about Leon because he's on and off. He could be inconsistent, but he's very athletic. He could rise up for the ball. He was a competitor in the slam dunk competition for Midnight Mayhem, and he accompanies Ian Collins, who both of them are swingmen and they could work as guards or forwards. So that foul on Leon Hart getting his fourth is big, but not to mention the good play by Captain Xavier McNally. He's doing great in the defensive end.
Absolutely. 24-12, 3:36 left to go. And I would have tossed it over to Piab again. However, I want to mention that you can get DU Radio on your smartphone. If you put in radio.dominican.edu into your browser, press go, click the picture of the iPhone on the website for Penguin Radio, and there you go. You got Penguin Action Live and on the go.
You know, I was listening to the game, the Hilo game the other night, the back half of the game where Piab was calling that game with Josh Johnson, and I was in my car listening on my iPhone. It's great to hear Penguin Radio on the air like that in my car.
Unbelievable technology-driven world we live in. And, you know, you can get Penguin Radio. We already worldwide Penguin Radio, but being on a smartphone, I think, just puts the icing on the cake. Connor Haysbert goes ahead and puts the icing on that shot, makes it 25-12, 3:25 left to go. Chappelle to Allen. To, I think that was Den Dulk, who tried to for the shot and missed it. McNally to the big man, Killian Larson, who flushes it out of there over to Ian Collins. Collins to Haysbert. Haysbert with the dunk. The big man getting up there, Nice play there, Piab, 27-12, 3 minutes to go.
Well, if you watch Stanford basketball in the past, he reminds me of a young Jaren Collins, just uses his body and tries to dunk it every time.
Used his body there as he drove towards the basket, got the ball, and just slammed it down.
Nothing like a two-handed hammer jam to get the crowd jacked.
You gotta love that. A man down the street in L.A. named Blake Griffin's made a name for doing that.
Now, Hunter, are you comparing Connor Haysbert to a young Blake Griffin?
I did not say that. He's a freshman, a young freshman, but a good freshman. Royale Edwards going to go to the line as DU was fouled earlier. Royale up, down, right-handed shot, makes it. Miles Carrillo will come in as McNally will take a seat, a freshman for a junior. 27-13. Edwards makes another Royale shot. He's 2 for 2, 27-14, 2:49 left to go. Carrillo across the middle looking for a man, finds him, and Ian Collins over to Connor Haysbert. Haysbert back to Carrillo. Carrillo on the far right side, farthest from us. Inside to Haysbert. Haysbert driving towards the basket, in and out. Oh, just bad luck right there, fans, as Royale will wrestle for the ball. Gonna get called on that. He wrestled the ball away from Carrillo. Carrillo got to put his hands up and said, go ahead, big man, take it.
Well, first of all, the big men are doing the dirty work down in the paint. I love the dynamic duo of Killian Larson and Connor Haysbert.
Seems like we can't say enough about them. How about that, folks? 27-14, less than 3 minutes to go as Royale now. Nope, excuse me, that was Den Dulk. Or Jackson, Jason Jackson, number 31, excuse me. The one looks a lot like a four, especially with a bunch of other jerseys around covering up that number. Jackson's going to go to the line. Jackson, the junior, 6'8", 220 out of Houston, Texas. And he gets a good arc on that one, just a little short, though, as much to the delight of the Penguin crowd. And they are all over him, ladies and gentlemen. Up, down, shot. Silence them just a tad a little bit with that one. Goes right in there, barely even touched the net.
Well, he made Stuart Horn laugh on his first free throw, Hunter.
A big man with such a short throw like that definitely will get some giggles out of you. Mark Lewis for two, on its way, bang! Nice job by the ASDU president, 29-15, less than 2 minutes to go. Too many steps called by Royale Edwards, and the Penguins get the ball right back.
Right there, Hunter. He heard footsteps, so he made footsteps of his own, and then the Penguins get the ball.
That was a commander-in-chief style two ball out of Lewis.
Carrillo, one-on-one with Chappelle. Working his way towards the basket. Nice job by the young freshman, Mark Lewis, for two. On its way, bang, that's two in a row for Mark Lewis. 31-15, 1:40 to go.
Lewis is starting to heat up here, Hunter. This is a guard that could shoot the mid-range game very well.
Chappelle driving to the basket against Carrillo. Carrillo wants too many steps to be called. The fans reminding the refs that it's called travel when you do take too many steps without dribbling the ball. Chappelle gets the foul and will go to the line. I'll tell you what, though, Stuart Horn, it sounds like we've got about six or seven different refs right behind us.
Yeah, I love it. I love it when the crowd gets into it, especially when they're close to the broadcasting area, and especially when they're Penguin fans, as the ones are very crazy behind us. They're nuts, but I love it.
There's no doubt they sport the white, black, and gold and root for the Penguins. The first shot there by Chappelle went in. The second one does as well.
Generally speaking, the fans sit on the other side of the stadium, but tonight we've got some serious Penguin fans right behind us.
Tonight,
and they are going crazy, and it's just an excellent thing.
Yeah, tonight's a little bit of a different night. You got fans on one side, the others on the other side. You can't keep it straight.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of HPU fans on our home side.
Absolutely. You can't keep it straight. What is straight, though, is 31-17 in favor of the Penguins. 1:26, Mark Lewis over to Carrillo. Carrillo in the backfield. Across the midline. still driving. Nice job. Gives it off to the big man, Larson, inside. Larson doesn't like it, throws the ball away, gets called on it. Hawaii ball.
Now you're going to call that travel on Killian Larson when there's a travel right on the other side by Dave Chappelle. I'm sorry, by Chappelle.
White over to Frazier. Frazier tries to give it to Allen. It hit off his ankles. Killian Larson, the big man, racing for the ball. They get the ball off to Edwards. Edwards misses it. He had the opportunity. He gets it the second time, but man, I'll tell you what, that's not going to get flush out of the minds of these fans anytime quickly. He had the basket wide open, goes up for it, missed it. He got the rebound, put it in, doesn't matter. 31-19, 46 seconds left to go. Ian Collins racing around the other side, hands it off to Carrillo. Carrillo behind the back, gets a little sloppy, but he somehow recovers. Nice job by Carrillo. Mark Lewis all by himself into the corner, just outside. Just missed it, and they're going to call Killian Larson and give the ball back to Hawaii. And it's in the words of the fans behind us, it's getting ridiculous, ref. 31-19, 30 seconds left to go, 33.5 to be exact.
Right now, Mark Lewis just tapped his chest saying, my bad. He wants to make some jumpers. He wants to be the team leader here for the Penguins.
Jackson at the free throw line. Jason Jackson, the junior out of Houston, Texas.
Let's hope he doesn't airball this time, Hunter.
Up, down, long, arc, and in. Nothing but net on that one. 31-20 with 30 seconds left to go. Bounces that ball once, twice, up, down, and in. Two for two as Jackson pops the collar a little bit as he runs away. Miles Carrillo one-on-one with Chappelle. Chappelle really trying to get into Carrillo's head right now. Gives it off to Ian Collins, over to the president, Lewis, to the big man, Killian Larson. Larson intended for Carrillo. It was intercepted by Collins. Collins realized what he did, so he gave it off to Carrillo. 10 seconds left to go. Fans 31-21, 10-point game as Carrillo off to the big man. The big man up and in. Yes, sir. 33-21, and the Penguins are going to go into halftime with a little bit of momentum. Killian Larson ending off the half, and the big man getting lots of love there on the sidelines. And, hey, going into halftime, 33-21, Patrick Kayabyab, you got to love it.
Well, yeah, I gotta love this one. Can the Penguins pull off a victory? We'll see here on radio.dominican.edu.
You are now locked on the Penguin Radio, home of the freshest DJs in the Bay Area.
In action, Penguin everything on the go. DJ Piab, what do the Penguins need to do to finish out this game and come home with a win?
Well, right now the Penguins are playing excellent basketball, as I've been saying right now. I'm pretty sure that the Penguins still need to keep the pressure on, press when they need to press, and all they have to do is control the tempo, and they'll be right.
I couldn't agree more.
So right now, Hunter Hornstein going to be joining me as I do play-by-play. Right now, Connor Hayes-Burt, the 6'8" freshman, takes it out and gives it to Xander McNally. McNally representing Magic Johnson's old number 32. And Xander gives it to Hayes-Burt. Pick and roll, the pick and pop, actually. That's Mark Lewis who missed it. Both two players fall on the floor. That's Killian Larson and two more Sea Warriors. The other one was Jason Jackson and Dustin Simcox.
Boom goes the dynamite. That's a big man falling on the ground in Killian Larson.
The Penguins get the ball back. They called travel while Adrian Dendulk, fell with the ball. And Mark Lewis going to try to shake and bake Jason Jackson. Muldrow has it. He's at the top of the key. Game just started. Well, half just started. 19-32. Penguins up 33-21. After that, Killian mishandles the ball, and it's a turnover. Chappelle now working on Muldrow. Drives the lane. That's a foul on Hayes-Burt. Big hard foul there, Hunter.
Absolutely, and you know what? Big hard fouls come with big hard play, and that's something the DUs have pride themselves on, and they're doing a really good job this first game of playing good, hard, aggressive basketball.
Now, I can't agree more. Aggressive play is what kept the Penguins into this game. Now, Chappelle puts his foot on the nail from the free throw line. Right foot in there sturdily and nails the first one. Chappelle now interesting. He's a very short, very, very short point guard here for the league. Chappelle now 5'10 out of Fresno. Ready to make something happen here tonight. And he does, and he makes them both. He gives the lead to the Penguins only by 10 points. The lead gets cut, to 10. And Xander gonna make his way on Roy Al Edwards. Shake and beg move, ball goes under his butt. And Muldrow on the top of the key, guarded by Chappelle. They switched off. Guarded by Dan Dulkis, Killian Larson. Now we'll try to feed it in there to Hayes Bird, and he gets called, and he will draw the foul. And that's going to be on Dan Dulk. Dan Dulk, that's the first team foul here on the half. Taking it out is President Mark Lewis. Oh, almost overthrew Killian Larson, and that's hard to do. But Larson fumbles the ball, and Mark Lewis steals it. Killian Larson gets back up, runs the break. Lewis does it himself, and he'll easy does it, young fella. Lay it up and in.
Nice job, Mr. President. My goodness, what a layup. He almost blew it there when he overthrew Killian, but he made up for it right there. Beautiful, beautiful play.
Oh, just a bad pass by Xander. Xander throws it away, and Edwards shakes him, and he lays it up. A little pull-up J that was, and they team it, and they give the lead back there to 10. 35-25 Penguins. 18 minutes, 18 seconds left to go in the game, and Lewis feeds the big man. Larson mishandles it once again. Something's up with Killian's play today. Chappelle in the corner will give it to Edwards, and he misses. Inbound, rebound right there by the big fella. That's Kyle Allen, and he gets a trip to the line. And the foul is on Killian Larson. Go ahead, Hunter.
I want to go back to Chappelle, and you mentioned a small guy, 5'10". However, he plays some of the hardest defense I think Mark Lewis has had to deal with. He was all over Lewis. He was all over Carrillo. I mean, the guy just gets in your grill, in your face, and makes things happen.
Yeah, well, Chappelle's a great player, but so is Kyle Allen. He hasn't made anything on the day-to-day since then. He was 0-for-1 from free throw range. He's 0-for-6 from the field. And he nails his first bucket of the entire game, free throw or field goal. He cuts the lead to single digits. And he cuts the lead there to 4 buckets. Here comes Xander McNally. Running against Edwards. Runs the point. Trying to make sure the game doesn't slip away from the Penguins. They had it in the bag. They can't let this Sea Warrior squad take over. Xander stuck in the corner, gives it to the school president Lewis. Lewis guarded heavily by Jackson, gives it to the big man Larson, and he gets fouled. Larson does the dirty work, takes the hard foul. I hope he doesn't lose a tooth there like he did Thursday, but he gets a trip to the line to earn his 2 points.
Don't know if Larson's gonna lose a tooth. He now is sporting a black mouth guard, and it's one of those, you know, form your own where you put it in the boiling hot water and then put it in your mouth. And talking to Killian Larson, he doesn't like it particularly, and you can tell in his play, but if it saves his two front teeth, then guarantee you he's going to wear it.
Well, it's probably distracting him right now because he just missed his first free throw. Killian Larson wearing that mouth guard. Because he lost a tooth against the Red Storm last Thursday, he's ready not for that to happen again. Larson, with those tattoos on his left leg, nails the last one. 36-27, Penguins up by 9 with 17:34 left to go. 2 fouls apiece. Jackson has it at the corner, looks for the cut. Cutting back doors, Edwards doesn't find him. It's a steal by McNally, and he loses the ball. McNally gives it to the team player. That's Edwards. He shoots a mid-range J, and yes, sir, the lead is now to 7. Tick, 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 tick. The clock keeps ticking. Xander grabs his jersey, but Coach Brett Tovani wants a timeout, and he'll do it there. Here on radio.dominican.edu is the official radio station of Dominican University of California, and we're going to call a timeout.
The Penguin Radio nonstop.
I love the variety Penguin Radio has to offer.
I listen to Penguin Radio everywhere I go, even on my iPhone.
Damn, they got the illest DJs coming out your speakers. You feel me?
Keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu, home of Penguin Radio. If you didn't know, well, now you know.
In 2010, the Dominican men's and women's soccer programs ended the season on the wrong foot, with disappointing losses to PacWest rival Notre Dame Dana Muir. In 2011, the Penguins, led by leading goal scorers junior Juliana G. Brasberg and senior Pedro Guevara, looked to score early and score often throughout the 2011 season.
Yep, scoring often is what the Penguins have been doing, but their lead is cut to 7. This is DJ P-Ub alongside Hunter Hornstein here on radio.dominican.edu. Penguin basketball is in the Conlin Center. Shake your tail, that's the Penguins' motto. And ready to inbound it is Connor Haysbert. Haysbert gives it to McNally. McNally almost gets it stolen. And McNally has got it ready to go. I hope you got surround sound because we got a close one here in the Conlin Center. Mark Lewis trying to hold off the Sea Warriors from taking the lead. McNally mishandles it. He still has it. A former Division I player for Denver University. And he passes it to Connor Haysbert. He can't get that hook to play, that hook to go. The big man. That is Steinhoff. Steinhoff with that tattoo on his left. Passes to his left, and that's Edwards. Rebounded. Rebounded by Kyle Allen, and he's fouled. Gets a trip to the line.
And what you're seeing is a very physical game. These two offenses just going at it inside the paint. A lot of shoving, a lot of elbowing. A lot of the coaches for DU on our right side, right next to us, aren't necessarily too happy with the lack of calls that the refs are doing.
Right now, the Penguins can't let this game slip away from them. But Allen misses his first. The Penguins had a 15-point lead at most. And that lead right now is cut to 6. Right, 7, I'm sorry. It could be cut to 6 right there, and it does.
It's all right, you're just doing a little foreshadowing there, Piop.
Yeah, Ian Collins will check in there for Muldrow.
One thing I noticed, though, Piop, and I want to get to it really, really quick, is we mentioned last game the girls came out and it looked like the switch had been turned on in the second half, ultimately propelling them to the upset win. This game right now, it's looking more and more like Hawaii's switch has been turned on as DU's lead is just getting whittled and whittled and whittled away.
Just like that, Connor Haysbert throws it away. Chappelle runs the point. Off the fingertips, McNally gets it back, and he's going to be fouled. He's going to be fouled, the Penguins.
Nice break for the Penguins right there by McNally's foul, as that's going to send him to the line, and they really needed that at that point.
Oh, they definitely needed that. And there's going to be a timeout by... That's a media timeout. So, Hunter, I just want to know, while as I put my glasses on, I'm seeing everything here. What can you see here that the Penguins are doing wrong to make this lead slip to 6?
Right now, the Penguins have no offensive continuity. There's no consistency. Early on, they were fast off the fast breaks. You know, the name says it all, fast break. They were completely fast. They were able to get inside the paint with little to no resistance. And another big thing is the lack of production out of the big man, Connor Haysbert and Killian Larson. You know, maybe they're getting tired. It's been a long game. But earlier on, they were inside the paint, and they were getting every single offensive rebound, and they were able to just put the ball away and put the ball into the net and finally just kind of ease the pressure on the three-point shooters for DU. Other than that, they're doing a great job. Good defense. You're still up by 6. You know, you just got to be able to keep it going a little bit more and just get this home stretch here. You still got a lot of time left to go here in this first half. It's second half, I should say. Excuse me.
Well, right now, as the Penguins get the ball, I don't know if they're shooting here. We'll see. The foul was on Steinhoff. That was his third foul. There's 3 team fouls apiece here in the second half. And he won't be shooting. McNally inbounds it in the backcourt. Haysbert hustles back to set up for McNally. McNally gives it to Mark Lewis. Oh, and it's stolen away. Chappelle pushing. Slows it down now. They're at the tempo they want it. Oh, and it's stolen by Killian Larson. Tries to do a home run pass. He doesn't. He'll just settle it in to Xander McNally. McNally now handling the ball well. Gives it to Collins. Collins gives it to Lewis. The fans calling for a hand check. Referees don't give it to him. McNally gives it right there to the big man Haysbert. Gives it to Lewis. And Lewis shoots the mid-range. No! Larson rebounds. And they're going to give it right back to the point guard, Xander. Xander driving the lane. Throws it away. Sloppy play by the Penguins. And trying to capitalize is Steinhoff. He misses. Xander rebounds one more time, and Collins will slow it down. And he'll give it back to the point guard. That's Xander. Taps his head once. Killian trying to give a screen. He will. And he'll give it to the school president, Lewis. And there's going to be a foul. Yep, there's a foul on Hawaii Pacific. Penguins have the ball. 14 fouls now on Hawaii Pacific. Edwards reluctantly checks in along with Dan Tulk, and checking in is Muldrow. Subbing out is Xander. Xavier Muldrow returns for the Penguins. He gives it to Killian Larson, stolen one more time. Killian's frustrated with himself. He needs to get rhythm back on his head. 14 minutes, 30 seconds left to play. Penguins up 36-30. Edwards delivers. In the corner, driving the lane is Frazier, and passes it to Allen, and nails a three ball! 36-33, the game slipping away, Hunter.
Allen all alone there, and usually you don't see that by the DU defense. They've been done a good job of making sure guys in the corner don't get open. Allen right there, though, was waiting all day for that one.
But answering is Mark Lewis! He nails a three of his own! The lead is back to six. Driving the lane is Edwards. Gives it to Frazier. He wants to answer. He won't. Rebounded. Hard by Haysbert. And he wants to control it. And I hear Brett Tovani yelling Stanford. And Muldrow calls the play. Muldrow drives it. And he will. Layup in and out. Haysbert rebounds. Yes, sir. Check out the ice box. They're screaming. They want more offense. 8-point lead, 41-33.
There's the presence under the net. There's the presence in the paint by the big man, Connor Haysbert.
Oh, no, but your big man, Hunter, Killian Larson, gets called for the foul, and he shows off his frustration. Bad game right now for Killian Larson. That's his third foul. And checking in, hey, check this out, Hunter. We thought that Leon Hart won't play anymore, but he will. He's checking in with four fouls.
Absolutely, four fouls, one shy of fouling out, but at 13-19 left to go and a closer game than what we had anticipated. Tavani's looking for his go-to man, number 45, and he's going to do that, subbing him in right here.
See, this is the versatility that Leon Hart brings. He's big. He could play the big. He could play the guard position, and he could do whatever he needs to do in order to drive the lane with his big, bulky shoulders.
Absolutely. Versatility is huge, especially depth, and Coach Giovanni has a whole lot of it. Got a couple of guys banged up, a couple of guys that aren't able to be on the floor there. But when you have versatility and depth, you can switch guys around, keep them fresh, and really not lose anything as far as offensive production.
As the ice box yells, Allen misses his first and nails his second. Xavier feeds it to Lewis, layup and in! Lewis has an answer for everything! A little reverse layup can keep this Penguin in it. 43-34, almost stolen. Edwards shoots them from the free throw line and he'll make it. 43-36, Penguin lead has been cut. 12 minutes, 44 left. Xavier to Lewis, he doesn't answer that time. Edwards throws it over to Prince. The artist known as Prince gets troubled over while he passes to Edwards and he answers back 43-38.
While Pacific Hawaii Pacific, that is doing a good job of answering the DU scores. DU needs to be able to answer those answers and make sure that they stay within a reasonable distance as far as their lead is concerned.
Dan Dulk gets called for holding. This isn't football, but he held on to the jersey. Right now, Allen checks out. Jackson checks back in. Inbounding the ball is Lewis. Lewis fakes to his left, fakes to his right, gives it to Haysbert. He thinks for three. No. Collins drives, passes to Lewis. While they slow down the tempo, the point guard, Muldrow, is on top of the key. With 11 minutes left, they pass it to Mark Lewis. He shoots, and no, he doesn't score. Rebound by Edwards. The lead is cut to five. Edwards pushes one more time. He shoots from mid-range, and it dunked through by Jackson. The bench of the Sea Warriors has exploded in the Conlin Center. Lead is cut to three. Muldrow drives, and there's a foul. I hope it's not on Leon. It's not. It fell on Dendulk. And it's another holding call. So right now the Penguins gain 5 yards and the first down. Media timeout, Hunter. Well, right now, the fans aren't happy with this. The lead has slipped to three, and the Penguins, well, they have been playing good basketball, but sloppy basketball. They haven't capitalized on missed opportunities, and they've been turning the ball over. What do you have to say for this, Hunter?
Well, unfortunately, you know, it's not looking too good for the Penguins right now, but still, they're in command, they're in control, they're in the lead, which is the biggest thing right now. Just keep playing good defense, make sure you get those shots, though, and you got to stop making fouls. Got to stop letting the Sea Warriors get to the line on free shots.
Well, I think they've been a little inconsistent with Leon Hart coming back in. He's a little hesitant just to get that ball in play because he doesn't want to pick up his fifth and final foul, because he can commit it in the offensive end and the defensive end, and Killian Larson hasn't been himself.
Absolutely. Killian Larson, the big man, usually under the net, looking maybe a little tired now. He's getting a break now, which is probably going to serve him better off in the long term. But you're right. After a career game last time out, he really hasn't been himself.
Well, right now, Connor Haysbert been stepping up for the Penguins. As the Penguins begin to inbound the ball, Coach Brett Tovani does have a smile on his face while he talks to the referee. And inbounding the ball are the Penguins. The last foul was on Dendulk. Dendulk is out. Checking in. Muldrow drives the lane. He gives it back to Collins. Collins lays up and in! There you go, young fella. The lead is back to five. Chappelle to Edwards. Edwards to Jackson. Worked his way to Leon. Leon backed off there, Hunter. He didn't want to commit his last foul, as we've been talking about.
Yeah, and that's one of the problems, though, with having so many fouls. You kind of get a little timid as far as what you think you can do, because you really don't want to get called, because if anything, he gets called out.
Oh, no. Haysbert struggling, gets the ball stripped. Chappelle crosses over. He's looking for Edwards. Edwards is open for three. They don't want to give it to him. The shot fake is a travel, and that's right there by Keenan Price. Checking in for Leon Hart is Killian Larson. Let's see if Larson can step up big. These are the big man's, Hunter.
Yeah, he did have the break. He had a nice long one. If he can step up and provide the presence that he did so well last time out, I mean, I think he's one of the best in the league.
3-point lead, 45-42. 10 minutes, 30 seconds left to play in the second half. 16 fouls for the Sea Warriors, 4 for the Penguins. Driving the lane is Lewis to Collins. For three is Muldrow. In and out, rebounded by Jackson, who boxed out the 6'10" Killian Larson. Chappelle passes it. And that right there, who has the ball, is Prince. Prince to Edwards, who lays it up for two. 45-44, lead is to one. Muldrow.
Right now the wheels are just falling off of the Penguins right now. Just absolutely lost look in their eyes. Just struggling to find ways to score.
Larson, who's been struggling, has been fouled hard. he's been pulled to the ground. But let's see if the big man, Killian Larson, can do some work here right now. He's got a trip to the line. Larson, the 6'10", 7'6", 7'6" wingspan, has been bothered here tonight as he misses the first. Checking in is Mike Wells, former team captain. All right, his current team captain. He checks in for team president, Mark Lewis, school president Mark Lewis.
He might as well be the team president, though, as well. He's doing it all right now, just doing his part to help this team out.
The absence of Adam Chavis and James McKinnon has hurt the Penguins a lot. They couldn't shoot the ball well from the perimeter.
Absolutely, and I think, Piab, one of the biggest things right now for them is the fact that there's nobody that they can, you know, go to for the go-to shot. I mean, yes, this team's very talented as far as, you know, depth and skill, but Chavis does leave a glaring hole in the offensive production.
As Jackson throws it away, the Penguins get the ball back. In the first half, the Penguins shooting 45% from the line and shooting 19%, I'm sure 45% from the field and 19% from the field right now are the Pacific Union. That's weird. They gave the ball back to the Penguins after it came off Ian Collins' left leg. The crowd didn't like it, but right now playing perfect ball is Mike Wells to Collins, trying to shake and bake. Collins does more shake and bake. 8 seconds in the shot clock, and Collins misses it, but Killian Larson gets the ball back and does the dirty work, recycles, and gets the ball in. 48-44, 9 minutes, 5 seconds left to play. Patrick Kayabyab alongside Hunter Hornstein. Stuck in the corners, Jackson trying to find the open man, calling for it in the key. Is Jelani White. There's a foul, loose ball foul, is on Mike Wells. He's called for the block, and Leon Hart will check in for Haysburg. And another sub is Xander. Xander gonna check in for Xavier. That's Xander McNally. Xavier Muldrow is out. Mike Wells is in. And they're playing man-to-man defense while this ball is being inbounded. Pump, oh no. Frazier just lays it up and in. They tie the game up. I'm sorry, they give the lead back to two. 48-46, Penguins lead with 8 minutes, 41 seconds left to play. Xander gives it to Collins. Collins to Wells, three ball, Wells, yes! Yes! He says, let's go, and we're letting it go. 51-46, lead is to five. Frazier drives the lane, and he doesn't let it go. And it goes right in there after the putback is by Steinhoff. McNally calls out North Carolina. Wells trying to shake and bake. Gives it to Collins. Or to Hart, but it's off the fingertips. 51-48, three-point lead.
A lot of frustration right there. Wells is trying to get Leon Hart to get on the outside part of the perimeter so in order for him to sneak back inside the seam, and shot the ball over, and it was a tough play. I mean, he was covered all over the place, but a tough play, and Leon Hart just seemed to give up maybe on that ball. Could have gotten it. Way goes Hawaii's way.
Three-pointer missed by Edwards. Xander to Wells, three ball, Wells! No, rebounded by Edwards. Edwards goes over the back, passes back to Dendal. Jackson gets the ball as he mishandles it, back to Dendal, mid-range, almost. Jackson puts it back in. Oh man, Hunter, Collins and Hart need to box Dendal out, and so did Jackson. It doesn't make sense.
No, they do. They're doing a poor job right now, and now it's to the point where it's a one-point game. Now the offense has got a little more pressure on them as Killian Larson puts it up and in. Nice job by the big man.
That's a three-point lead for the Penguins. They had a 15-point lead by the end of the first half. with 7 minutes, 3 seconds left. Penguins up by three, and checking into the scorers table is Connor Haysburn. Oh, Jackson answers right back with a mid-range J of his own, 53-52. Penguins are in trouble now as the momentum goes to the Sea Warriors. There's a timeout by Coach Tovani. Yes, Hunter?
How about this one? We got ourselves a nail biter two games in a row. The first game, the upset. Now this one, DU desperately trying to hang on to a lead. They haven't relinquished it yet, but it's come close many times as Hawaii has been able to pull it within one. They do now, 53-52. The Penguins, though, they've got to find an answer for inside the paint.
Right now, there's a timeout by Coach Tovani, and there's going to be a timeout on radio.dominican.edu here on Penguin Radio.
Donors and volunteers so that they can continue their charitable work. For more information, visit their website at guidedogs.com. You got a
friend in me. As Hunter Hornstein has a friend in me, Dominican Penguins need a friend, and they need it in the perimeter. 53-52, Penguins lead by one. They have the ball. With 6 minutes, 45 seconds left to play, 7 fouls are on HPU, 5 fouls for DU. Collins back to McNally. To Hart, and oh man, another turnover.
Watch out, Devin Weber over there, our team photographer, right into the basket, almost got the ball right to her face.
As there's a media timeout, we're the media, Hunter. We got to explain how this lead has slipped over to 1 point.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's the lack of big men in the perimeter, and they're getting beat under the basket. They're getting beat at pretty much every single aspect offensively. I think the biggest thing, though, P-Hub, is DU makes a shot, and Hawaii comes right back and makes two more. DU makes a shot, Hawaii comes back, makes two more. There hasn't been that groove where DU just takes off unanswered or anything. Hawaii's sticking right with them and really putting the pressure on this offense.
This game has a bad feeling to it. Hopefully the Penguins can bring the momentum back here in the Conlin Center, as there's a packed house from HPU and from the DU fans. The fans from Hawaii made the trip over, and right now they need to get these HPU fans quiet because they have the momentum as well.
Absolutely, and that's huge. Momentum is a big, big key in this game. And, you know, the crowd is also a big factor. So far, the crowd's been all right. They've really been backing their guys, and they're doing a great job of being that seventh man, the 10th man, the 11th man, whatever you'd like to call it.
Well, as the lead is to 1 point, with 6 minutes, 36 seconds left to play, the Penguins need to get in double bonus, as the Sea Warriors only have 7 fouls, and Penguins only have 5. The ball goes to the Sea Warriors. The Sea Warriors shooting at 37% from the field, as the Penguins shoot 51%. Chappelle to Edwards. Edwards guarded by McNally. Back to Chappelle. Wells. The Penguins are playing a 2-3 zone as Hart steps up. They switched it over. And the problem with a zone is that it leaves people open. 54-53, Penguins down by one.
Leaving people open, that's the problem. And you know what? If DU does not find an answer anytime soon, this could get ugly.
As I said, it has a bad feeling to it. Hart almost turned it over there as McNally has it on top of the key. McNally drives, answers! He says, take that in your face. 55-54, Penguins lead by one as 5 minutes, 45 seconds ticks away. Frazier to Chappelle. Larson at the scores table. Frazier hits a three. 57-55, Penguins down two.
I've been really impressed with this Hawaii Pacific composure. It looks like every time DU goes ahead by one or by two, Hawaii says, that's all right, we'll get two or three. Doesn't matter to us. We've got all the time in the world to play this game.
And they got all the time in the world to make that call because Leon Hart gets a trip to the line, and it's going to be on 34. That's Denzo.
This is huge right here, Piab. He's got to make these right here. You get them free, you got to make them.
And right now they want Killian Larson to set up right here on the elbow as he checks in. They need to set up the big man. And checking out is Haysburn. Haysburn struggling tonight. He's been playing well, though, as he struggled. The only thing he struggled in were turnovers, Hunter.
Yeah, that really, see, the problem is with the turnovers is it's such a key part of the game. And, you know, you get the opportunity to Hawaii Pacific to make those to make baskets or get possession of the ball, it's going to come back and bite you in the butt at some point.
Mark Lewis returns. He checks in for Mike Wells. Michael Wells, former Mr. Penguin himself. So they have two school celebrities, a Mr. Penguin, and they have a school president. Leon Hart shoots the second, nails it, ties the game. We have a nail biter. 5 minutes, 17 seconds as Frazier runs point. Back to Allen, to Frazier. He's heating it up and nails a three. The crowd is completely silent on the icebox, but Hawaii Pacific Union's crowd is loud.
They've come out of nowhere, man, and I tell you what, after the run that Hawaii Pacific's put together, they're just going to get louder and rowdier.
Hart takes it in and answers. 60-59. Hunter Hornstein clapping his hands here in the stadium. Edwards left open. They can't do that. He's a shooter. And there's a timeout from the Seawolves as he makes that. So as there's a timeout, we're going to check out here on radio.dominican.edu.
Formerly being undeclared, I know what it's like to be uncertain. Once I declared communications, my college experience became more clear and I felt as if I was beginning a fantastic journey. This major allows you to write, speak, and even have a universally broadcasted radio show. Multiple routes can be taken with communications. So if you're feeling indecisive, take it from me, DJ T-Baby, and declare communications as a major.
Communication is the key to success in saying what you need to say.
Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to
say. That's right. I'm going to say what I need to say with my friend Hunter Hornstein alongside with me. Penguins down by three after a big three was made by Frazier. Leon Hart's going to stay in and he inbounds it to Xander McNally. McNally, the former D1 player himself. He's not that big of a shooter, so he's going to pass it off to a shooter. That's Mark Lewis. Lewis gets the screen by Hart. Hart sets up. He rolls. Larson, 360 move to McNally. Fakes left. Tries to go right. Gets his own rebound. And he can't make that one. Tipped in was Larson. He can't do it. Larson struggling. The Penguins struggling with second chance points.
That's a big, big key right here. You're getting second chances, opportunities that don't come by that often. You've got to make them.
Oh no! There's a backcourt violation on Edwards. He mishandled the pass by Frazier, and the Penguins catch a break. They get the ball.
I'll tell you what, you know who saw that backcourt violation? It was Josh Johnson out there in the stands. My goodness.
Now, as Josh Johnson announced Thursday's game, he was into it. Both of us are into it. All of us have made nail biters in our career, Hunter, even including in volleyball. This is a nail biter that doesn't have the feel of a Penguins winning it.
You know what? Anything's possible right now in the game of sports, so it doesn't really matter. I'll tell you what, though, that the crowd's into it. You and I are into it. Hopefully the Penguins are into it. And, you know, if all they got to do is just find a consistent way of scoring. They've got to start picking it up. They're gone on some sort of spell, just dry spell, it seems like. I don't know what to call it. You get into it, though, they'll be able to win. Hopefully they pull out the victory. That's certainly what we're hoping, and everyone else is hoping right now.
Well, right now, next Saturday, the women Penguins will face off against the Lady Urban Knights. I'm sorry, against Notre Dame Dane Namur, the Argonauts. And it's alumni night. Only check us only on radio.dominican.edu. Tune in for that game Saturday at 5:30 p.m. If you check in, if you manage the team before, you play ball, 4DU, check in. It's alumni night. But right now, the Penguins trying to find an answer after a half-court violation. Backcourt violation was right there by Hawaii Pacific. Problems with the scoreboard have been troubling in the Conlon Center. 18 fouls are made by the Sea Warriors. McNally gives it to Collins. He feeds Larson, and he gets sent away by Jackson. Jackson says, not in my house.
Jackson right behind Killian Larson. Killian had no idea he was there, and he just put a big arm up. Jackson might not be as big physically, frame-wise, as Larson, but his arms are a lot stronger, and his arms and big hands just went in there and swatted that ball out of there.
McNally is very quick to handle with the rock. He'll give it to Lewis. Lewis fakes to McNally to Larson. Larson, blind pass to Hart, and Hart's in the paint, loses the handle, and the ball's loose. Oh no, this is dangerous. Home run, pass is scored, touchdown. And the lead is brought to 5, 64-59. McNally handles the rock to Hart, who's troubled. They did it before. They did it again. Yes, they did it. They gave it to Larson in the paint. It's 64-61. Penguins down by 3. Frazier has it at the corner. 2 minutes, 52 seconds left to play. The crowd yelling defense, and they need it here as Jackson nails that one. The Hawaii Pacific Union crowd is into it.
I'll tell you what, we got headphones on, but it is absolutely deafening loud here at the Conlin Center.
Yeah, I'm going to die of hearing later in this game. Larson falls. He wants the foul. And they throw it away. The Penguins throw it away. That can't happen. That can't happen. With 2 minutes, 26 seconds left, Brett Tovani, coach of the Penguins, is scared. He's got a frightened look on his face. He doesn't like what's going on. Frustration is on the Penguins' mind. As Edwards is taking it out. There's 2 minutes, 26 seconds left. He gives it to Chappelle. And they came from, they back down from 15, up by 5 is Pacific Union. They've been playing the underdog story here in the Bay Area. After coming down by 21 against Academy of Art, they come down by 15 against DU. And it's off Jackson. And he lays it in and out. No, he lays it up and out.
There's the break the Penguins need. Now you got to run with it.
McNally running with it. He's at top of the key. Drives the lane. Gets the foul. And no. But he'll get the trip to the line to earn 2. These 2 free throws are big for the Penguins.
Absolutely. You have to make these 2. You're down by 5 with less than 2 minutes to go. Every single free shot needs to be made, and then you got to act quick off the shot to get the rebound, to get the ball, just in case it doesn't go in. Then you got the opportunity to put it in anyway.
And he misses the first one. Oh, Allen thought the ball was in play, so he came up for the rebound.
Not sure what happened there. It looks like he jumped the gun just a tad. I wish you could get a call for jumping the gun like you do in football. But not the case.
Yeah, no false start here, Hunter. And there's no instant replay either, as the refs missed so many calls in this game.
Giovanni right in the ear of our referee right in front of us, asking for the timeout as soon as that ball left the net. And I'll tell you what, Fiab, the Penguins right now just need to find a way to stop the offensive onslaught by Pacific.
Yeah, Hawaii Pacific has been playing well, and they have the lead by 4. As McNally nails the second one down, the timeout is ready. It's ready to come to a close. Hunter Hornstein is sitting right next to me, Patrick Kayabya. The Penguins are down by 4 with a minute 52 left in the game. The game is at stake here. The Hawaii Pacific has come down and has come up. They've been brought down to rock bottom and they're now up top. Inbounding is Hawaii Pacific. And has the ball is their point guard, Chappelle. Chappelle crosses over. And he's almost at the end of half court. There's a foul on Mark Lewis. That stops the clock. And that's 16 fouls on the Penguins. One more foul on Hawaii Pacific. They'll be in double bonus, the Penguins will, as Jackson has the ball. Jackson wants someone. He's trying to look for Frazier. Muldrow, Hamley guards him. Chappelle has it. Chappelle, guarded by Muldrow again. Trying to shake and bake. 360 move. Jumper is out. And it's tipped away. And they're going to call it. They're going to call it back to Hawaii Pacific. They're going to call it back to Hawaii Pacific.
I don't agree with that at all, Pia. That's the wrong call right there.
I'm sorry. That's just a bad call by the refs.
Wow.
That's a game changer there.
The ball clearly hit the fingertips of Royale over there.
Jackson. And they reset the clock. There was no time to reset the clock. As Frazier nails a mid-range jumper. They reset the clock, and that there was no need for a reset there. But McNally lays it up and in.
Tavani just screaming in the ear of the referee right in front of us, asking why on earth there was a reset. I don't understand that one at all, Piop. Just like that call that it was Hawaii's ball, that's 2 points. That should be docked to the refs. That's not on DU.
I don't understand that. As Edwards misses, and the rebound by McNally, and it's stolen again. There's a jump ball. But there was no time for a reset. The shot clock was at 5 seconds, and they reset the shot clock to 35. The score is 68-64. Penguins down by 4 with 46 seconds left in the game. The Penguins down by 4. And there's a turnover. Lewis pushing. He lays it up. He lays it out. The rebound by Pacific Union, and they foul. The Penguins' hopes and dreams of the game is almost over. If Hawaii Pacific can nail a jumper here with 36 seconds left. Hunter, Lewis almost laid it up and in, and that was big.
He literally had all the time in the world to do it. He slowed down, did everything right. Left the fingertips, looked good, went in, out, spun the rim a little bit, and, you know, it just tears your heart out because that was an unbelievable play. Just comes up a little short, and Lewis has been doing everything right all game long.
With 36 seconds left, the Penguins are down by 4, 68-64, and they didn't take advantage of the one-point bonus, the one foul to give for Hawaii Pacific. They just needed one more foul from Hawaii Pacific to get in double bonus, and they didn't get it. They're down by 5 after Chappelle makes the first free throw. This team right now is frustrated. They're not running their plays correctly. 36 seconds again left in the game as Chappelle sinks his second. They need a quick shot. They have time for 2-for-1. Lewis shoots a 3. He makes it! He makes a 3, 70-67. 32 seconds left, and the Penguins need a stop.
He redeems himself from 3. What a job by the president.
The president has made a devastating 3-pointer to bring the lead to 3. 70-67. Penguins down by 3. There's plenty of time left with 32 seconds. The Penguins need a stop. The Penguins need a stop with 32 seconds. The Penguins can stop it here. They did go 2-for-1. They will have a chance to score at the end of the quarter if they get a stop here.
It's a one-score game. You got plenty of time. If you're DU, you need to take the ball. You need to be very methodical. And I say it all the time, but I don't think any other time is more appropriate than right now. Do not force a play that isn't there. 32 seconds is a long time, whether you believe me or not, especially if you know what you're doing. Don't force the play that's not there. Make the smart choice. And you know what? Hey, The worst comes to worst, you throw it up and see what happens. Sometimes you're going to go home a winner.
But the thing is, Hunter, the Penguins have three fouls to give. So if you see someone down in the paint, you need to give a hard foul.
Oh, absolutely. You got to be able to sacrifice it. You got to be able to do it for the team. Be smart. Play smart basketball right now.
This is dangerous now as the Penguins are pressing. There's no one in the backcourt. They're bailing man-to-man. There's a foul called. There's a foul called, and yes, the Penguins did give a foul to give. They had a foul to give. Now they have two. They have one more foul to give. That's Michael Wells' second, and that's dangerous. The ball was in backcourt. Now it's going to be in the front court. It saves time with 32.6 seconds left to play. Nine team fouls are Hawaii Pacific. Why is Chappelle shooting free throws? The Penguins had a foul to give. There's no reason for Chappelle to shoot some free throws here. The Penguins only have 18 fouls. This is big if he nails it. And he does. With 32.6 seconds, Chappelle is at the line. There's no need for him to be at the line, and Coach Tovani's furious. Collins checks out. Carrillo checks in. Unbelievable. With 18 fouls, Chappelle gets a trip to the line and nails it both. Timeout by Coach Tovani. And we're going to take a timeout right here on radio.dominican.edu.
Formerly being undeclared, I know what it's like to be uncertain. Once I declared communications, my college experience became more clear and I felt as if I was beginning a fantastic journey. This major allows you to write, speak, and even have a universally broadcasted radio show. Multiple routes can be taken with communications. So if you're feeling indecisive, take it from me, DJ T-Baby, and declare communications as a major. Communication is the key to success in saying what you need to say.
Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say.
Yes, we're saying what we need to say in the Conlin Center. The women picked up a victory at 5:30. Can the men pick up a victory here? P. Yub alongside Hunter Hornstein. 32.2 seconds left. Penguins down by 5, 72-67. McNally draws the lane, draws the foul, and he makes it! 72-69, can McNally nail it? He missed his last two free throws.
Unbelievable, that's exactly what you needed right there, exactly what the doctor ordered. What a job by McNally, big 3-2.
What he can do is try to get it off back iron and let Mike Wells or Ian Collins get the rebound. They're trying to plan it out, but I think he's trying to make it.
This is going to be big right here. The rebound is going to be key. He's got to make them, obviously, but the rebound is going to be key. You got to be able to get the ball back.
He nails it. The lead is cut to 2. Can the... Oh, no!
Tipped. It's tipped.
Oh, no!
It's loose ball.
Muldrow has it! Muldrow has it! He gives it! Oh, no! Tip ball. Penguins still have the ball.
Oh, my goodness.
It was stolen. It was stolen by Muldrow. 17 seconds left in the game. Wells is in. No, Wells is checked out. Larson's in. This is big, Hunter. With 17 seconds, Penguins down 2. They could nail a 3 to take the lead, or they could nail a 2 to tie it. Oh no, the ball's thrown away. McNally gets the ball back. 16 seconds. The shot clock is turned off. They can draw a foul.
Take your time, buddy.
They can draw a foul.
You've got plenty of time.
He gives it to Larson. Larson's fouled.
That's a foul.
Larson's
That's a foul.
Fouled. Larson's fouled. And can Larson nail these two key free throws? Hunter, this is big. This is big. The crowd is on their feet. The time with 2 seconds left. He needs both of them.
No pressure.
even though there's no pressure, this sophomore MVP has put on plenty of pressure. I'll give you the background on Larson. He gained 60 pounds on the offseason, putting muscle, all muscle, even a few French fries in there. But Larson, the first one is ready.
Hands
the
up,
the crowd
up.
Behind us is down. He misses it! He misses the first! Oh no, 72-70. 2 seconds left, he misses the first. He has to miss this one on purpose. Here, there's a timeout. We'll be back to you on radio.dominican.edu.
The Penguin Radio nonstop.
I love the variety Penguin Radio has to offer.
I listen to Penguin Radio everywhere I go, even on my iPhone.
Damn, they got the illest DJs coming out your speakers. You feel me?
Keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu, home of Penguin Radio. If you didn't know, well, now you know.
That's right. There are vuvuzelas played at the Conlin Center. We need time to set up free throws. The score is 72-70. A nail biter in the Conlin Center. Females from the female soccer team are disappointed. It's 2 seconds left in the game. Penguins do not have a foul to give. The Penguins need to make this. It's a one possession game. Larson's at the line.
Right now, you're really putting pressure on the big man to get the rebound. You make it, you gotta be able to get the ball back outside and then get it, stop the clock somehow to regain possession. If he misses it, you have to get this ball back, somehow get it outside and throw up one last desperation shot. There's not much time.
He misses! Oh no, it's rebounded by Edwards. Edwards, if he could nail both of these, then this game is over. With 0.5 seconds, he could actually just miss it all on purpose. He could miss it on purpose. This game is clinched. With 0.5 seconds left, this game is clinched. The Penguins, unless there's a miracle three, then this game is over. The Penguins had a foul to give. Edwards at the line, and he's been money. They reset the clock to 1.5 seconds.
Yeah, I just noticed that, P-Up. Thought it was maybe half a second, but they're going to add one more full second to that, 1.5.
Larson has a look of disappointment in him. They coughed up the game. Edwards nails the first. He can miss this one on purpose. But if he nails this one, the game's over. Chappelle just had his hands up in the air because he knew they won. Edwards nails it. Game's done. The game's over with 1.5 seconds. There's no winning streak as McNally misses the half-court shot. The game is done. The game's over.
P-Up, that's going to be a tough one to swallow. I know it is for you and I, but you got to give credit to the men tonight. They did an outstanding job keeping themselves in the game, off to the fast start early. Kind of faltered there towards the beginning of the second half, and I think that's going to be key if you look back at this game, that they weren't able to really regain the momentum that they took going into halftime. Nice effort at the end there, but you know, sometimes things just don't work out, and that's what happened tonight here at the Conlin Center.
Larson's two free throws were key. We're done here on radio.dominican.edu, so please stay tuned for student programming that's beginning in a week. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Patrick Hayabyab and Hunter Hornstein signing off on radio.dominican.edu.
So if you're feeling indecisive, take it from me, DJ T-Baby, and declare communications as a